Personal development and in a career development space is a personal responsibility. We cannot leave it to the organizations to do that on our behalf. Find resources that I can utilize, practically apply it in my business analysis role on a day-to-day basis. But when you stop learning, you stop earning skills, you stop earning knowledge, you know, and the business analyst that was 12 years ago, now there's AI. You know, what does it mean for me as a BA? You know, so we need to continuously learn.
Welcome to the Inside Business Analysis podcast. I'm your host, Tando Jacobs. And today I have a very special guest, Lungile Mguni. Lungile, how are you doing today?
Well, good evening, Tando, and to all your listeners. I am very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Yes, I'm doing great. And I'm excited for our conversation today because, you know, I'm speaking to somebody who has over 10 years of experience working as a business analyst in 14 countries in Africa. That is such an exciting, I guess, history, experience, exposure, expertise, and we're going to dive right into that. But can you maybe give us a brief insight into how did that happen? How did you end up working in 14 countries in a space of just over 10 years? And was that like a deliberate plan in your career, or did you just kind of go with the flow and, you know, now you're looking back and you say, oh yeah, I've worked in all these countries?
Thank you very much, Tando. I must say, for me, this is one of the first, podcasts where I'm really going to be sharing my experience working in the African countries, and also how did it all come about. I still do hope that I will have a podcast one day where we'll really just dive into deep about what really happens in those other countries. But just to answer your question, it wasn't really a deliberate plan to say that I'm gonna go, but I count it a privilege that I walked into one of the major banks in 2008. And I started working at the bank. And one of the things that the bank has is different divisions. And fortunately enough, I had applied for a position within the Africa region space, which that's what it was called at the time. So this is a division whereby bank focuses on the other regions, which are the other African countries. And therefore, I started working there. And Tando, interesting enough, I did not start as a business analyst, but rather as a process analyst at the time, you know. And we do know now, well, I do understand now, according to the BA book, you know, that there are certain jobs or roles that we play that may not be titled business analysis or a business analyst, but in an actual fact, you are doing business analysis work. You know, if you're eliciting any requirements, if you are collaborating, if you're doing any stakeholder engagements, if you are doing any business process analysis and stuff, that is business analyst. So yes, fortunately enough, I got the post and I worked as I started off as a process analyst, and that included traveling to the different countries for different projects. So that is how I find myself in in an Africa region space and working in different countries.
Incredible. Yes, you're totally right. You don't necessarily need the BA title to do business analysis. And, you know, different titles may tick the box of a business analyst. And I would guess that a process analyst is one of those type of jobs that certainly is a BA role, just had a slightly different job title to it. But wow, what an exciting proposition there. Which one of the 14 countries was your favorite place to work?
Definitely, I would say, it's not an easy one, but looking at the time that I had spent mostly in East Africa, I had fallen in love with Kenya. I had fallen in love with the Kenya and the Nairobi city, to be specific. And the reason why, I think at the time, Kenya was really coming up with great innovations as far as technology is concerned. That is the first country where I actually experienced Wi-Fi in a taxi. And that for me was really amazing, you know. And at the time, we were not so really privy to having Wi-Fi everywhere. But yes, that's what I experienced in Kenya. I really did enjoy the culture, learning different cultures there, and also just how the commitment that I saw and the dedication that I actually experienced with the people that I engaged with. And those will be people in the office, there'll be people in the hotels, you know. And the more time I spent in Kenya, I had actually developed the liking for it, you know, the infrastructure and basically all the innovations. You will remember when M-Pesa came out and how big that became, and the fact that it was around that era that I was really frequenting Kenya. There was a time whereby I literally spent every second week in Kenya for a good 5 months. And yeah, the next thing I came back home, I was speaking Swahili. So definitely to be Kenya.
Awesome, awesome. And for our listeners who may not know, M-Pesa is kind of like a Vodafone kind of thing, which effectively connects your mobile phone service to the financial kind of markets, and they call it mobile money service. But yeah, you can definitely Google that and have a look. But it certainly is innovative in terms of how M-Pesa works. And in West Africa, I think it's they call it mobile money, and it kind of abbreviated to Momo, and I think it's with an operator called MTN. But it's really fascinating stuff over that in the African space around that, and that mobile money service and being linked to your phone network. You know, something that we don't really have as much in the West, because the financial markets and the phone services are so separate; they don't really have a link. Mm-hmm. So it's quite an interesting, innovative space that when you do see it in an African country, is that how that works. But oh, really cool! So Kenya's right number one, Wi-Fi in a taxi. I mean, that sounds wild already, but that's really incredible. And you just mentioned about the culture. It touched on the fact that you love the culture and in Kenya, and you know, working in 14 different countries does mean that you've come across different cultures, different customs, different ways of working, you know, different approaches to things in general, not just from a, like, you know, you typically might have things like, oh, different project methodologies, but you've got different country kind of methodologies, if that makes sense. How did you successfully navigate yourself as a business analyst in these different areas? And what's the one thing that you think enabled you to thrive as a BA in those different environments?
Well, you know, Ntando, I must say there's a saying in Africa, the spirit of Ubuntu, right? And it is not really just a saying. Practically, I think it's one of the added BA skill that you should have in your bag, especially if you're going to be working in different countries and different cities, where how I communicate in South Africa and how I would communicate in Malawi, it's not the same way, in a sense that you will get to places where people are addressed and respected according to their seniority in terms of maybe the rankings in the corporate environment. And then you get to a place where, or a city where, people are being addressed and respected based on their seniorities in the community. This is senior so-and-so, this is senior so-and-so, and therefore they are addressed in a particular manner. So for me, number one skill was to be able to communicate. Because remember, you are in a foreign country, and for you to get things to happen, you need to have a good communication skill game, right? You need to be able to read the environment and also build relationships, build rapport, understand the core needs that you are there for. So really, I would look into how you communicate, and definitely learning to collaborate. Because as you are moving from one country to the other, you will be meeting your peers. You'll be meeting other analysts who are actually based in that particular country. And if I may just use an agile methodology as an example, we have been enrolled to use this particular air methodology. And you find that when you visit Uganda, it hasn't been introduced yet. And you have already experienced the benefits, but people are still so engraved in the waterfall method of delivering of projects. How you communicate and show the benefits of using a different methodology will be very, very important and key how you deliver that. So communication, understand your stakeholders, you know, and also build good relationships as you are definitely going to need them. And try to learn local language. That will go a long way. So yes, communication, communication, and communication.
Ah, love that, yes. And as part of that, learning that local language, I know you just kind of tagged it on, but it's actually very, very key, isn't it? It kind of shows that you are trying to integrate and connect with people, isn't it, on a very kind of human level. And I think as business analysts, that's key to what we do, because we do need to build that trust, that connection, and be able to get the real requirements, as I like to think of it in my head, and be like, okay, what's the real issue? What's the real problems? But, you know, having that real rapport with them is really key. So, okay, well, that's really insightful. Thank you for that. And in terms of when you're now thinking then, in terms of your career and that journey that you've had in the last 12 years, how has professional development kind of impacted your career? And by professional development, it could mean getting certifications, or it could mean volunteering for a, you know, like something like IIBA, or you might even mean just doing things internally within the organization from a development yourself perspective. How has that impacted your career and your ability to kind of deliver business analysis in all these different countries?
So that is one thing that part of the current work that I'm doing with IIBA, it's a pillar of interest to me, which is professional development. I stress the fact that career development and any other personal development is a personal responsibility. An organization may be responsible to upskilling you, ensuring that you've got the required tools and techniques and systems and processes in place for you to be able to deliver your work. But when it comes to now ensuring that you do not only remain relevant in the industry, but you stay abreast, you need to take personal development as a personal responsibility. So whilst I was still with my previous employer, I took it upon myself to actually empower myself with the skills that I needed. Because remember, at the time, the title was not business analyst, right? And I had aspired to be in a full scope of a business analyst. That for me meant that I needed to take up courses. I needed to learn certain skills that I did not possess at the time and acquire knowledge that I required in order for me to now tap into the business analyst space fully. And I did this by, firstly, what I would do, and this is a trick that I think it has helped me somehow, and I do hope that it helps someone out there. Before I would enroll for a course that I require to pay for, I do check on the online learning platforms, your LinkedIn, your Coursera, you know, your Udemy's. Are these courses available, even if it's not the full course, but is there something that I can learn before I go and I formally then enroll for the thing? So I had already started doing courses on business analysis before I actually went for a formal qualification. So this for me, it actually helped with the transitioning to actually apply for a BA role without having to say, you know what, currently my title is not BA, therefore I can't apply for a BA role. But because of this learning that I've been doing on my personal capacity, I then got the information, I got the knowledge, and I started understanding the know-how. And therefore, I applied that when I was applying for a BA role. And really, how this has helped me is that I was able to talk the language. I was able to therefore prepare as a business analyst. As I go and I engage with different stakeholders, I was in a better position to ask relevant questions as now positioning myself for a BM. So I would really say that personal development and in a career development space, it is a personal responsibility. We cannot leave it to the organizations to do that on our behalf, but we need to go out there, find resources that I can utilize for me to be able to be in a position where I can say, I can take this information and practically apply it in my business analysis role on a day-to-day basis.
Love that. And I love that hack that you just mentioned about effectively look online first before you sign up. I think if anything, what it also does is for those who may look at, say, a professional certification and see that, oh my goodness, it's expensive. Well, is there another way that you can get that knowledge from another source, even though it's maybe a fraction of the knowledge at either a cheap or free rate because it's a YouTube video that you can watch, or it's a Udemy course that you pay very little for in comparison. And that speaks to your resourcefulness 100%. So yeah, that's a really good hack. So in terms of, I'm curious to know about this, in terms of the role of certifications in an African context, because in the UK and the US, based on conversations that I've had with other people on the podcast from Canada and the US, there's almost this thought process around that certifications are good, but they're not the most important thing. The most important thing is experience. You kind of need that experience. The certification is more of an icing on the cake, but it's not fundamental to kind of the BA profession, the BA career, but also your ability to progress. However, obviously, learning and growing is. So yes, certifications help with that. Is that a similar picture, you would say, in terms of from an African context, or is it a different picture?
You know, I've recently spoken at the Global BA Global BA African Conference, and I was really talking around a professional development for a business analyst within the African context. And when we look at certification, you know, we first need to come to a point where we accept that there is still really a gap in terms of knowledge and skill transfer when it comes to the world of business analysis in an African context. And with that, what it means is we need to look at the BA practice as a profession, more than just a job or just a role. And different people go into different jobs for different reasons. You know, someone might just say, you know what, I've just gotten out of university. This is the first opportunity that I have gotten, so I'm just going to make use of this. Someone else could say, you know what, I want to make a career out of this practice or this job, which is a business analyst, right? And with that, now there's different journeys that these two candidates will take. One would want to acquire more experience, while the other one is chasing to get the certifications and the qualifications. Now, when we're talking about experience, they are both acquiring experience, but with a different view of where am I going with this? I do 100% advocate for getting certifications. This opens more doors for you. It shows that you have actually invested in really understanding the practice, the principles, and the standards of the actual practice. It also says that you can be recognized globally, especially when you're talking BSc and your IIBAs, where you can actually therefore be recognized internationally because now you've actually complied and successfully completed with the standards that are set out there. Experience on the ground, it is the greatest teacher, right? But we are often confronted in interviews by, do you have the qualification? You do have the experience, but do you have the qualification? So you sort of like need to find a balance. And the balance will come when you have decided, I am going to go in and this is going to be my career path. You know, then you said, because even with the qualifications, there are levels to these. If you're just wanting experience and you are at an entry level, this is what you would need to do. These are the requirements. These are the certifications, you know, these are the resources that you would need. So honestly, I do believe that as an emerging career in Africa, business analysis, I would recommend a certification. But then again, before going into certifications, because they are actually prerequisites for us to do certifications, be in a community where resources are made available to you. Be in a community where mentorship is made available to you so that you can also make informed decisions when coming to certification and thinking, maybe I just need experience because at the end of the day, I actually want to be a developer, you know, but right now I'm a BA, or maybe at the later stage, I actually want to go a different route. Be in a community where you can be mentored, where you can have resources, therefore you can make an informed decisions. But like everything else, I always say this narrative that doctors belong to doctors associations, teachers belong to teachers associations. Therefore, as business analysts, we also need to belong somewhere. And where we belong, that's where you have resources. That's where you look at getting appropriate certification. So that is very important for individuals to look into experience and qualifications.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for that breakdown. And I really love that final piece that you mentioned there. And I think that speaks to the reason or the need to look for IIBA communities to join in your local cities and countries, and it certainly speaks to that profession mentality as opposed to job and just something I do or 9 to 5. It's more like, okay, this is my profession. This is a career choice. Yes, you may pivot down the line, but there is a profession to it. There is a certain, you mentioned about principles and standards there. Really great insights there. So in terms of those who are thinking of business analysis as their profession, you know, they're 100%, I guess, serious about building a career in business analysis. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned earlier about the lack or the need for the skill sets and the knowledge in Africa in terms of business analysis. Are there any kind of top industries in Africa that are great for BAs to kind of look to build this career in and kind of really, I guess, focus on driving their profession further?
Yeah. Yeah. Tando, I like that. I like that because I am often confronted by situations where business analysis or business analysts are confined into a certain system or a particular system. And I'm talking about a tool here where an industry is big on a CRM of their choice, whatever CRM system that is currently on the market. And therefore you find that BAs now are leaning more onto being specialist in that particular tool. Allow me to use Salesforce for an example. You find that more and more BAs are going into becoming Salesforce business analysts, you know. But if you look at business analysis as a practice, as a profession, as a BA, now I'm going to go into the industries. I am able to work in a banking sector as a business analyst. Because remember, the core thing here is to understand business requirements, be an advocate for change, and recommend solutions. That can be done at a telecommunications industry. That can be done in a health sector industry. That can be done, and I'm seeing it a lot more now in the mining industry. So that already tells me that I can be a BA at a bank or at a telecommunications company, at a mining company, or at a healthcare company. So right now what I'm seeing on the rise, more and more BAs being recruited into the banking sector for that IT element where there is a lot of digital transformation taking place, right? With all the new and upcoming technologies and so forth, and keeping up with the regulatory and so forth. So definitely banking. Second to it, I would say telecommunications. Because now, unlike what you've mentioned earlier with how mobile companies and financial institutes in the West are so far apart. What we are experiencing in Africa is that more and more of telecommunication companies are becoming financial service providers, you know, and that already speaks to needing some analysis. So definitely financial services, which are banking sector, and also the telecommunication industry, and definitely the health sector. Yeah.
Love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it's similar in the UK, the bit that you mentioned about like wanting to become almost a subject matter expert in a specific tool. Mm-hmm. That is similar. And you do see, and I don't know who to kind of point the finger at, because on the one hand, you know, you're like, well, okay, but you know, you can be a business analyst without being an SME, because like more than likely there will be an SME on the project who knows that tool. But at the same time, you do see job adverts calling Salesforce business analyst, or say mm-hmm. business analyst, but then within the criteria, they'll say must have 5 years experience working on this particular software. And it's like, mm-hmm. I think that kind of gives the impression that you do need to learn and you do need mm-hmm. to become a subject matter expert. So it's a catch really too. And I do understand the conundrum we find ourselves in as BAs on that mm-hmm. one. Certainly as a community and as a body of business analysts, I think the message, at least that I get, is clear in that that's not necessarily the core function of a BA. Mm-hmm. You can learn it, great, but it's not the core function of a BA. Yeah, that's really insightful. So those are the industries. And then the other thing I was curious to know about as well was the BA profession in mm-hmm. in Africa. Do you think it is well understood, or is it kind of not quite, people don't really fully appreciate or understand what a business analyst does? Mm-hmm. When I say people, I'm talking about maybe kind of within the market or within mm-hmm. within companies, people who aren't BAs themselves, they don't fully get the role, and so they may end up giving you tasks that are actually not business analysis. Is that a thing in Africa?
100%, Tando. So when I did my research paper, it was the undefined role of a BA in delivering digital projects within the banking sector. And the research that I had to do, and what I actually found during my research, was that oftentimes the role of a BA is very much undefined, right? We find ourselves being project managers, we find ourselves being scrum masters, and you know, and I am believing that we are maturing in that sense. However, there is still a need to continuously educate as to what is a business analyst and what is really meant by the role. Hence, BA Bob puts it plain and simple that anyone who does this type of jobs is a BA, is a business analyst. However, there's always that gray line. Hence, it is very important at the start of any project that we are very clear as to, if you had a project manager in this project, they remain in the project because they are responsible for the timelines, for the quality, for the budget of the project, while the BA is part of the project as well. So in that sense, I would say that, yes, there is still an undefined explanation or a role of a BA. And as my supervisor has said, we need to take the topic to the PhD level, because really there is a gap here, you know. So yes, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to answer that.
Yeah, my goodness. Do you know what's so interesting? This is a universal problem. It's a universal. Every BA I've spoken to, and you know, you're from South Africa, I've spoken to a BA from Nigeria, I've spoken to a BA from Canada, mm-hmm. I've spoken to a BA from the States, obviously BAs in the UK, I've spoken to a BA in India. It's a universal problem. Like, no matter where you'd look, it's like mm-hmm. everyone says the same thing. You know, as individuals within the profession, we kind of have an understanding of what we do, but then when we are kind of released into the wild world of corporate, they utilize us in a different way to kind of Yeah, jack of all trades. They do everything because they've got the title analyst.
I tell you.
So, so it's gonna be interesting how we can globally change this narrative and make people understand. I mean, it's understandable because they're not. We don't expect non BAs to know what a BA does, but I think at the very least, what is probably required is that as business analysts, we continuously fight and be vocal about what we do and what we don't do, and be vocal about the value we bring and the value that's not our responsibility to bring, you know, 100%. And having that confidence to do that. So earlier on, you were talking about, you mentioned that you are part of the team in IIBA South Africa. Yes. And then you were talking about this idea that, you know, as business analysts, we should be more proactive about our professional development. Can you touch on the benefits, why people should look to joining their local IIBA chapters and becoming part of the team?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tendu. And I must say, I am forever, you know, flooded with inboxes on LinkedIn with regards to how do I, to a point whereby I do believe that at some point we should have information much more easily accessible, because there is a ask. Personally, I do believe that you might grow alone, but you might even take longer, right? But belonging in a community, there is Tando, there is Lungi, there is, you know, there is someone else who has gone before you, you know, because in that community, you find that there are people who are not even BAs, who are aspiring BAs. There are people who are BAs at a junior level. There are people who've been on this journey longer. And as a result, they are more experienced. There are people who are certified as business analysts at different levels within the IIBA community. And what I'm seeing happen right now with the IIBA in South Africa is that the resources are so at large, that as a BA, you have a way of how do I actually transition from being a junior to a intermediate to a senior BA. And also, there are platforms that have been created for us to engage, to collaborate, and to network. And just to mention a few, the Lean Coffee sessions that we are having on a weekly basis, where like-minded people come together and they discuss different topics. The session is agenda-less, so you can ask anything within the profession of business analysis, systems analysis. We even find people from the project management space. So with being a member, you are also offered an opportunity to be a volunteer, where now you can actually share your skills on what is it that you are doing in the industry, and so forth. So there's resources, there's networking, there's collaboration, and definitely there's growth, Tando. And I'm an example. I walked into IIBA and I volunteered, and I was hosting the Lean Coffee and facilitating with my colleagues. And one day I was therefore invited to actually share my journey at one of their events. And from that event, you know, love and passion for actually sharing my journey started growing. Soon enough, I was invited to speak at the Global Business Analysis Global event, you know. And from there, it's just been one opportunity after another. And had I not been part of the community, I would have not known about these opportunities. I would have not really grown in confidence as a BA, and I would have not aspired to further my development as a BA. So there are more benefits in becoming a member, and there are even more benefits when you become a volunteer. Tomorrow, we are meeting in one of the cities in Gauteng, in Centurion, for our first in-person Lean Coffee for 2024. And Can I just tell you, Tando, the numbers keep on amazing us every day. The people who are joining and wanting to be part of the community. And as a result, we are thinking, you know, come summit this year, we need to really workshop. How do people get to be members? How do people get to volunteer? So really, there's quite a lot of benefits. Just a takeaway, resources about the profession, the opportunities to network. I've met one of the most remarkable individuals in the industry through being a member. And also, most importantly, networking. There are programs that are developed, like your mentorship programs. People are being mentored. People are getting opportunities, you know. And Tando, we're becoming so headhunted that, you know, it's just amazing. And it's a community of very vibrant leaders, vibrant people who are always willing to stretch ahead. We are learning from each other, and it's an amazing community, I must say.
Yeah. No, I love that. Love that. Thank you for sharing that. And your passion definitely comes through there. And I think it goes to show that there is benefits beyond yourself for learning about business analysis for volunteering, and the fact that opportunities be outside of your day job come from this exposure, and that's really, really super key. So hopefully people listening to this will want to join. Lungile, I've really, really enjoyed our conversation. This has been such an insightful conversation for me for many different reasons, but I really loved your insight, and I wanted to definitely speak to you as somebody who has worked in 14 different African countries, which I think is amazing, by the way, to have that on your CV and have that sort of exposure, because as a business analyst, because it certainly speaks to, for me anyway, speaks to one of the reasons why business analysis is a great profession to get into. You know, it's a great profession to get into. It's a great place to build your career. Mm-hmm. It's not just a job, because you do get to be in positions like this if you want to be. And also the other reason why I love to speak on this, being an African myself, I do know a lot of people that speak to a lot of people on my LinkedIn as well who are from Africa, and they're like, I want to move to the UK. You know, I want to move to the UK. There's so much opportunity in the UK and become a business analyst in the UK. And I'm always thinking to myself, surely there's going to be opportunities where you are as well right now. Like, you're maybe just not opening your eyes enough. I don't know. So I thought to speak to somebody like yourself, maybe they will get that encouragement as well to be like, yeah, there's also opportunity where I am. So I don't know if you've come across that kind of appetite from people, but yes. It's something that I get a lot.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing. If people would like to connect with you personally, I'm assuming LinkedIn is the best place for that.
Yes, 100%. I am on LinkedIn. I am on IIBA platforms, and definitely. And just to really touch on that, Tando, there is business analysis opportunities everywhere. Like, we just touched on the different industries. That means we are the skill is required and needed, you know, all over, everywhere. Every industry has some form of analysis. You would know that currently right now in South Africa is elections. And as we've just been following from our Wednesday, we voted yesterday. They're busy with all the results. There's a whole lot of analysis going on, you know, political analysis. And that just goes to show that analysis is everywhere, you know. So definitely, right in the corner where you are, there is an opportunity. And I think one of my parting words with the motto that I live by, which is never stop learning. When you stop learning, you stop earning. And that is not only on monetary value, but when you stop learning, you stop earning skills, you stop earning knowledge, you know. And the business analyst that was 12 years ago, now there's AI, you know, what does it mean for me as a BA, you know? So we need to continuously learn. But yes, very much so. I am on LinkedIn. And also, I am on quite a few upcoming conferences. So definitely, if people are out there to attend conferences, I will be in a number of conferences, and those will be posted and updated on LinkedIn.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, we'll definitely put the link to your LinkedIn profile on the description and the show notes of this discussion. And good luck with all the different things that you've got coming up ahead. I'm sure it's going to be an exciting time for you and everybody who's going to be listening to you. In closing, Lungile, my final question to you is this. Knowing what you now know today, based on the experience that you've gone through in the last 12 years, what advice would you give to the young Lungile who was still very early in her BA career journey?
Wow. Wow, definitely I would say stay curious, right? Stay curious and embrace change. Embrace change, and very importantly, be adaptable and seek knowledge. Seek knowledge, be curious, you know, and where opportunities are, network. Yeah, that's definitely what I would have wanted to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really, really love that. Really great. Succinct and straight to the point and simple to follow for every young aspiring business analyst and junior level business analyst. So thank you for sharing that. Lungile, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing with us your expertise. Thank you for sharing with us your journey as well and your insights into the world of business analysis. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you very much, Sandu. Thank you for having me. And yeah, I look forward to many more engagements. And thank you so much for having me.